Welcome to the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Update. I'm Chad Hastie. You can follow me on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. That's at Chad Hastie Radio on Twitter. Today, we're going to take a look at Councilman Victor Hernandez. His home will not be on the auction block, but there's still some bad things going on that need to be taken care of if you're Councilman Victor Hernandez. Senator Marco Rubio going after Republicans. And Michael Bloomberg saying, you know what? New York City could end up like Detroit. Yeah, he's right. Councilman Victor Hernandez, his home that was going to be on the auction block today, well, a restraining order blocked that from happening. It's at least the third time, according to the Avalanche Journal, that Victor Hernandez and his wife, Justice of the Peace Aurora Hernandez, have gone to court to block the lender's effort to foreclose on their home just south of the Lubbock Country Club. They bought the house back in 2005. They obtained financing. Bank of America bought Countrywide Mortgage, who they got financing from back in 2008. And since 2010, they've been going through foreclosure proceedings. And this is at least, as the AJ reported, the third time that the Hernandezes have gone to court to prevent their home from being foreclosed on. Obviously, the councilman, Victor Hernandez, and his wife have some issues when it comes to responsibility and paying some bills. This is not the first time this has happened. They have been going through this for quite a while now, since back in at least 2010. Obviously, they haven't been paying their mortgage. Victor Hernandez, remember, he came under fire a couple of years ago because he wasn't paying taxes on time. So there seems to be a pattern here with Councilman Victor Hernandez. In my opinion, and I'm being honest here, Victor Hernandez needs to leave the city council and focus on his family and focus on his finances and figure out what's going wrong inside the home. Obviously, they can't afford the home, which I'm sorry about, but it just looks like that's the truth. And I believe he has got a couple of kids that are in college, and maybe those costs just started adding up. I'm sure they did. But if you can't afford the home, then you need to move out and you need to sell the house and get out from under it and move somewhere else. The councilman needs to get his affairs in order. He's pretty good at giving orders on the city council, telling people what they need to do and that they need to be more responsible and calling other people bullies and trying to take control of the situation. He can't even take control of what's going on in his own personal life, yet he's barking out orders. We're at City Hall. It's pretty embarrassing to the city council and to the city of Lubbock. And, sorry, but you got to get your affairs in order and you got to be responsible. And obviously that's been an issue for Councilman Victor Hernandez and his family. We'll keep you up to date with what's going on this. Would love to hear your feedback as far as how this goes. Should this be a topic, by the way, that the public discusses? You know, it's one of those issues that I've even gotten a few emails from with people going, well, this is a family thing. Really, we don't need to be talking about this. But let me say this. It is, in a way, a pattern for Councilman Victor Hernandez. And if he was running for any other office, this would absolutely come up. If he was running for any kind of higher office, you don't think that they would talk about a foreclosure? You don't think they would be talking about the fact that he's had issues paying bills on time, or excuse me, taxes on time? Of course it would come up. I think it's fair game. You can feel sorry all you want, but at the same time, Councilman Hernandez is a very smart guy. He's an attorney. His wife is an attorney. She's a JP. They shouldn't be hurting for money. You got to wonder exactly what's going on inside the Hernandez home. But Senator Marco Rubio is still out and saying, hey, look, if you're willing to fund Obamacare, you can't possibly say that you are against it. He appeared on the Mark Levin show yesterday and said this: there has to be at some point in which we say, look, this is the issue where we draw the line. Rubio goes on to say, I mean, on this issue, we're willing to fight no matter what the consequences, politically or otherwise. If that issue is not Obamacare, I can't understand what issue it would be. And that's the point I've tried to make. Of all the issues out there, if there is one issue that we should be willing to go to the limit on, this is it. I mean, look, You look at the impact that this thing is going to have on October 1 on every aspect of our economy. There's literally not one aspect of our economy that is not negatively affected by Obamacare. And if that's not an issue, which we're willing to fight and end on, I'm not sure there is such an issue that we'd be willing to do that on. So, interesting comments coming from Marco Rubio. Still a lot of people not liking Rubio after the open borders, the amnesty stuff going on in the Senate. I think some would be willing to give Marco Rubio a pass, but we'll see what happens. It's good to see that Rubio is on, I believe, the right side on this. If you really do feel as though Obamacare is going to be a huge detriment to this country, then you fight, and you fight this, and you use every single tool you can, because you know you're not going to get an up and down vote. You're not going to do that. And if this goes further, you're not going to be able to repeal Obamacare. You're not going to be able to do that. And so, in my opinion, I agree with Senators Ted Cruz, Rubio, Mike Lee, Rand Paul. You have to fight. You have to use the tools that you have. I just wish Senator John Cornyn would get on board. Story from Bloomberg about Michael Bloomberg. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg invoked Detroit's bankruptcy to recall the most populous U.S. city's own brush with insolvency and warn its residents that they should not take the current fiscal well-being for granted. Bloomberg said his 12 years in office have helped generate a great cycle in which spending on schools, public safety, and cultural amenities have led to population growth, business investment, job creation, and tax revenue gains, but it can easily be undone, he said. He said in prepared remarks in a speech in Brooklyn. Let me say this. Michael Bloomberg's exactly right on this. You know what? In fact, it's not only New York City. You look around at any city that's being run by liberals, you don't think they can end up like Detroit? Yeah. Think again. Hope you'll tune in to the Wednesday edition of the Chad Hasty Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online right here at KFYO.com. And remember to follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Hope you have a fantastic day. We'll see you again tomorrow on the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update and on the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11.